When I was 10, my family was coming off a very rough year. My father was very sick. He couldn't work. He was hospitalized, laid up for many months. His business that he had built up since 1948 burned to the ground the same year. John F. Kennedy had been assassinated that year. That was a rough year for everybody. It was particularly rough for my family when I was 10. When I was 10, I was living in a small town in Massachusetts where it snowed a lot, but they plowed the sidewalks with a horse and plow. And we never missed school because the horse was really good at pulling that plow through the snow. We hated that horse. When I was 10, on the 4th of July, they built a bonfire, as usual. Every year there was a bonfire in the town on the 4th of July. But that year they put an outhouse at the top of the bonfire. And in the outhouse they put an effigy of the Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev sitting on the toilet, his red commie tie flapping in the breeze. And then they burned the bonfire. When I was 10, I became an altar boy in the Roman Catholic Church there, St. John's Church. An older altar boy, already established altar boy, named Bruce, taught me the Latin Mass. I had several lessons with Bruce at his home, along with another altar boy in training when I was 10. Then one day, after a Latin lesson, Bruce announced that he wanted to perform a dance that he had performed for his parents and their friends several times. So he went upstairs in the bedroom of his parents, donned a chiffon gown, white gloves, and heels. Then on the hi-fi, he put on the stripper version of Night Train and then did a strip tease for me and the other altar boy in training. That was my introduction to a career as an acolyte. When I was 10, I served 7 a.m. daily mass with Father Daniel J. Scully in St. John's Church. Every day, 7 a.m. with Father Scully. Years later, when I was in my 40s, my mother, the former Rose Popolo, called me up to say, "Danny, did Father Scully ever, you know, touch you or anything? You or your brother," who was also an altar boy. And my brother said emphatically, "Ma, Father Scully liked full-grown women. Let's get that straight." He had a Chrysler Imperial with golf clubs and at least a couple of golfing companions that we were aware of. When I was 10, things were tough in my house. My Portuguese grandmother moved in with us and cooked and took care of us while my mother went to work, making minimum wage in that year, $1.25 an hour. We came not to expect very much because my father was sick. His business had burned to the ground. There was a lot of tension there. But we still had a pretty good time. We played baseball every day. I loved baseball so much. Baseball was life and life baseball. If there was a mere threat of rain on the night that we had a Little League game, my mother put a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the front window, facing out. That's how she asked for intervention. I used to actually kneel and pray that it wouldn't rain. I wanted to play baseball so much. Then when Little League season was over, we played baseball in my backyard. We had a big backyard with a stand of very tall ash trees that we pretended was the Green Monster in Fenway Park. We wanted to have dugouts. So we got some leftover sheetrock, and we built dugouts, which was great until it rained, and then the dugouts melted pretty much. Sheetrock didn't hold up pretty much, you know, in the rain. So when I was 10, things were tough in my house, but we still had a good time. In Little League, we had a coach who smelled of peppermint and pickles. Mr. Pearson smelled of peppermint and pickles. He came to the ball field directly from a place called Joe's Spa. A spa, Joe's Spa. When I was 10 years old, I asked what a spa was, and I was told what a spa was, except the spa in my town was a bar room, and that's where Mr. Pearson came from. He liked to eat pickles with his alcoholic beverages and try to cover the aroma with peppermint. Mr. Pickles, Mr. Pearson. Life went on. I got a hand-me-down bicycle from a cousin, and I pretended I was Steve McQueen in The Great Escape on a motorcycle. I cut my knee in a junkyard and had to have 10 stitches, and that was all pretty cool, too. But things were tense in my house. I think my father spent the year pretty much depressed. when I was 10. He was angry a lot. And then later in the year, he rebuilt his business. They started building it from the ground up, he and his stepbrothers. And my father started going to work again. And then one day he drove home in his car, a 1961 Chrysler Newport, turquoise in color. And he said to me and my little brother Eddie, "Go out in the car. I left my lunchbox and my thermos out there. Bring it in the house for me." I felt like saying to him, "What do you need two kids to go get a lunchbox and a thermos for?" I didn't say that. I just did what he was told. So Eddie and I went out to his car at the end of that year when I was 10 years old. And there was a puppy. It was a beagle puppy. And that's what happened when I was 10 years old.